I have been waiting forever to do this. I'm so happy that your sister's getting married and that I get to do your makeup. Like, since the first day we met. I mean, you're gorgeous, obviously. I've wanted to put my hands on that cute face of yours for so long. So yeah, I am so happy you asked me to teach you. Of course I'm excited. Like, we've only known each other for 2 years, but I've wanted to do this the whole time. Of course I'm excited. We've only known each other for 2 years, but I've been wanting to do this the whole time. So I'm so happy that you asked me. Okay, so let's start with the basics. So we're going to do walkthrough, concealer, foundation, powder, eyes, and lips. I know it sounds like a lot, but I promise you it's not going to be that difficult. Okay? Pinky swear? Great. Okay, let's start. So the first thing we have to do when you're doing any sort of makeup is you're going to have to put concealer on. And I know you've looked at YouTube videos when you told me that you were having a slight panic and literally were so frantic on the phone. I knew you watch YouTube videos. They do way too much. You have great skin. You do not need that much makeup. Okay? So we're going to start with concealer. And I know you've had a lot of late nights recently. So let's start with those little eye bags. I mean, I personally think they're cute. You have this whole, like, bad hot girl lesbian thing going on that I'm super into. I mean, that completely works for you. However, let's cover those. I know your sister, okay? And she will not have you standing beside her looking like a zombie. So let's get rid of these. Okay, so what you're going to do, take the concealer. Take it in your hand. Yeah, okay. Open it up. So now you're going to put it on the skin. I'm sorry, that was the worst explanation ever. I want you to take 3 dots of your concealer and put them under your eye and blend with your finger. Not so hard. Okay, pause. Do you want skin left? You can't just go in and destroy your under eye. Okay. You're going to get wrinkles. Like, I know. You're going to get early wrinkles and then you're going to be sad. So. Okay. I'm going to lean in. Okay. I'm sorry I'm so close to you. And I'm just going to press 3 dots under this eye. And I'm going to take my ring finger. It's the one with the least amount of pressure, you know. And I'm going to tap and press up very gently under your eye. Just to blend it out. Voila. Look at you. Concealer might be man's best invention to date, to be honest. Okay, now do the other side. Yes, you take direction. Very, very well. I like that. It's gonna make today really easy. Okay, so now that we have concealer on, you need to put some sort of base on. I'm not saying foundation because you don't need any, and I already know that you will not wear it ever again. So give me your hand. Give me your hand. I'm going to pump this in to your hand. Okay, and now rub your fingers together. Yep. Yes, it's colored. Yes, I promise you. It will match. That's why I was playing with your face earlier in those Q-tips, okay? Now, I want you to start in the center of your face and make circles. Okay, give me your hands. Give me your hands. I'm gonna show you the motion, okay? I want you to rub circles on your cheeks like this, and then I want you to slowly Bring it down the neck, up the nose, across the chin, and down the forehead. There. Okay, we are getting someplace. I told you, you already look good. You don't need makeup. Makeup is like those bracelets you wear. Like, you don't need them, but they make you feel good. They make you feel pretty. They make you feel hot. It's why you put them on. Okay, it's like that extra layer before you leave the house. Okay, now we're gonna go in and we are going to just set everything with powder. Super easy, like super, super easy. So we're gonna grip the powder, take a fluffy brush. You see how fluffy that is? Feel it? Isn't it soft? Okay, and now I'm gonna dip it in the powder like this. Now take the brush and you're just going to lightly, lightly dust it all over your face. Perfect. Okay. You do not look ghostly. Stop. We are putting bronzer on. We're gonna put bronzer on right now. That's the next step. No, I'm not saying you're light. We've been stuck inside for like 5 months now. Bronzer is not just for light people. It's for anyone who needs a little bit of sun. Anyone. Doesn't matter your skin tone. I promise you, bronzer is going to make you look alive. Any foundation or tinted moisturizer, you know, like we use today, just evens your skin tone to the point where you look like you have no emotions and no full facial features. So, this is why we use bronzer. Okay. Okay, and now you're going to do threes. So I'm going to get you to hold the brush. Yep. Now make a three in the air. Exactly. Now start that three at your forehead. Put that three in the air like this. Perfect. And now start that exact three that you just did in the air, but at your forehead. Stop. I am good. I think that maybe this should be my job. Yes, I know. I've been doing makeup for almost a decade and I do teach it, but still. Okay, to the other side. All right, let me look at you. Come on, let me look at you. You're so pretty. For your sister's wedding, I know she probably expects eyeshadow, but teaching eyeshadow is like a 5-week course that we just don't have time for. The wedding's next week and we won't be able to do it. So I know you've worn mascara before, so I'm gonna just show you how to like define your eyes a little bit. So take that big brush that you use for bronzer. Yes, that big one. And I want you to keep your eye open and shove that brush. This is the one time you can be a little aggressive, okay? Shove that brush into the crease of your eye and blend back and forth. There. Your eyes look huge. They look super soft. And it looks at least like you put eyeshadow on. Okay, now put your mascara on. And then we will finish up with the rest of the face. Yes, I'm staring. I'm sorry, I can't help it. I'm not just staring at the makeup. Okay. Anyways, now that your mascara is finished and it's on, you can put blush on. I just don't feel like you're a blushing kind of girl. So maybe we'll skip that. I think the bronzer looks great by itself, but I want to see you in a lipstick. Oh, don't say no. You don't have a choice. That was not a question. You are going to wear lipstick. You're going to wear lipstick today, and you're going to wear lipstick at your sister's wedding. Get over it. Good. Okay. For lipstick, I'm thinking red. no, we cannot do just like naked. We cannot do a naked color. That's not a thing. We cannot wear a nude either. Okay, bet. Rock, paper, scissors. Let's go. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. I don't know why you tried that. I always win. Always. I know your tell. In our 2 years of friendship, you have not once rock, paper, scissors. I thought you would have realized that by now. Okay, anyways, I win, so you're wearing red. Okay. I think that a lip gloss is going to be best, but I want one that has full pigment. Let me look through my little bag of tricks here. Perfect. This is it. This is the color. Okay. Relax. Your mouth. I don't... Relax your mouth. Why are you pouting? No. Don't stick your lips out like that. I just... Oh, it makes me nervous. Don't stick your lips out, okay? I want you to say prune. Just trust to say it. Just say it. Say it with me. Prune. Okay, say it and don't laugh this time. Okay, perfect. Okay, now let's put this lip gloss on your mouth. I kind of like you like this. You're stuck not talking back at me. Don't look at me with those eyes like that. The mascara just makes your glare even less effective. You can glare at me all you want. I'm having way too much fun. Okay. Ooh. I have done it again. Honestly. Okay, here's a mirror. Take a look. I know, right? And you don't look like a bimbo. I told you, don't worry about it. I am a professional, remember? Okay. So, now that we're done, what? You want to try putting lipstick on, but you already have it on. You want to try putting on me? All right. I'm not wearing any, so go ahead. Prune. Sorry, it is ridiculous. I can't believe I made you say that. Okay. Prune. I don't know what to say. I thank you. No. I am definitely not rejecting you. I've had a crush on you for 3 years. Yes, even before we were friends. Like, you worked at the kiosk at the mall, and I would always see you, and I couldn't look away. You too? So why didn't you make a move before? Like, I know why I didn't. You've been in a relationship a month after each time you broke up. I was trying to give you breathing space, and each time the breathing space was apparently too long and I lost my chance. Like, I have been waiting for you to be single long enough that I felt like comfortable asking you out. Me? Straight? Everybody thinks that, and I know it's because of a makeup artist, but I kind of feel a little judged. Trust me, I am definitely not straight. And if you want, I don't feel bad to prove it to you. Yeah, right here. Yes, right now. Bet. Oh, there's lipstick all over your face. Oh, aggressive, are we? Okay. Oh, you think no. Hey, relax. You don't need to be so aggressive. I'm not going anywhere. I said, calm down. I didn't take years of martial arts for you to pin me. Oh no. What? Oh no. Stop moving those hands. Now that I have you in my room and on my bed, you are not going anywhere, and resistance is futile. I'm strong for my size, aren't I? Now, are you struggling because you want to get away? Or are you struggling because you just like to? By the way you're kissing me back, I can only think of one answer. You're just a brat. Lucky for you, that's exactly how I like them. Take off your clothes. Oof. Yeah, that crush is not going away anytime soon. The look of all your bare skin. Ooh. Sensitive there. On your neck. Here too. Right between your collarbone. I'll kiss here, and I'll kiss here, and here. Oh, don't be so impatient, baby. I promise you, I'll get where you want me to be. Now, my question is, since it's getting a little hard to keep reaching, are you going to keep your hands up there? Look at me. Look at me. Yes. Point those beautiful eyes right at me and tell me, are you going to keep your hands still? Good girl. That deserves a reward. So, I'm just gonna take this nipple in my mouth. Oh, I love the way you squirm when I just pinch like that. Ugh. They're so responsive. Do you like it when I nibble with my teeth a little bit? You're saying no, but your body's saying something completely different. Oh, I'm going to continue to tease you until you admit that you like it when I use my teeth. Just licking and then blowing on the cooling skin. What was that? A little louder for me, baby. Yes. You do like it. Good girl. I thought so. No, that's so hard. Now I'll go back to what I was doing. I'm gonna kiss down your body. I love the taste of your skin. I love the look of it, how soft it is against my hand. All those soft places that I can grab. You are one of the few people I know who still wear pants with a belt. Now that is out of the way, let's take off those pants. Hell, let's take off the underwear too. I'm impatient. Oh, it looks like I'm not the only one impatient. Spreading your legs like that already? You are good. My good girl. I'm so happy you're receptive to this. I mean, just look at you. You're wet, wet, wet. Should I see how you taste? Or should I just slowly run my fingers around your lips like this? One all the way around. Two, one on each side, pressing together. Oh yeah. I can't wait. Your skin tastes good. Your pussy tastes good. Is this what my reward? I must have done something amazing in my past life. Go back to it. Back to it. I'm going to insert. Oh, one finger like that. You know, in all the time you've known me, you never wondered why I kept all my other nails long except for these two. Oh yeah, that's it. That's exactly why. Come on. Oh, those sounds. Okay. I'm gonna put my face back in. It's just staring at me, and I've never been one to pass up a good meal. And that's it. Yes. You're gonna come for me? Oh, I don't think so. Not just yet. Your legs are quivering. Do you not like being edged? That's a shame. It's so much fun for me. I see you're calming down. I love these thighs of yours. They feel amazing in my hands. They feel even more amazing when you're squeezing them together. Trapping me in. Okay. You're calm now? Yeah. Come on. Come on. You thought I was going to let you come that time. No. I've already seen how much of a fucking brat you can be. So if this is gonna be our first time, and there will be many times after this, I want to show you why being a brat is a bad idea. So, keep shaking. I love to see it. Okay. So, now that you're calm, I want you to tell me a secret, and then I will let you go. It doesn't have to be a big secret, just, you know, maybe something you've been embarrassed to tell me, or just something I don't know about you. 2 years is a long time, but it's not that long. I'm sure there's something. Oh, you can't think. You can't think because I'm playing with your clit again. You better start thinking, or you're not coming today. Oh. I'm actually really glad you told me that. And, yes, now you can have your reward. I will let you come now. Let's go. Come on. My fingers are hitting just right. Oh, fuck, you're so wet. Yes. Come on, baby girl. Yes, you're doing so good. Oh, fuck. There you are. I love the way you shake for me. Come here, give me a kiss. So, was that okay? You didn't expect it, but you liked it.
Good. I'm glad, because I don't know about you, but for me, one round is never enough. And by the way, you're still shaking as I whisper in your ear like this. I guess it's not enough for you either. So, I already have your lipstick all over my face, and you have my lipstick all over your body. So, how about you spread that red all over me?